We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis, chatting with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. Let's talk about some upcoming things here in the new year in January. We have the Regional Leaders Retreat coming up.
Yeah, so January 17th and 18th, we'll be hosting our annual event where we bring in regional leaders from across the Flint Hills to discuss key topics and issues, and I'm really excited about the agenda this year. This is my first one, but as we were putting the agenda together, we wanted to hit some areas that we think are really important. So one of the things that we were in D.C. in May and had the opportunity to meet with a gentleman named Steve Hychek, who is the chief lobbyist for the state of Kansas on military issues, and he is full of information on how Fort Riley is perceived in D.C. and the opportunities and challenges that may be coming. So he's coming in to speak. We have Amy Holloway, who is the head of Avalanche Consulting. And as I mentioned earlier, we just completed our target industry strategy, and Avalanche did that for us. And so she's going to come in and talk about our different targets and why they are important for Manhattan and what we should be doing better to market the region. Patty Clark, who is the Deputy Secretary of Commerce for the state of Kansas, is going to come in and talk about their strategic planning process. I think it's Blueprint for Prosperity, I think is what they call that. We have a new governor. We have a new head of commerce. We have not had a new strategic plan since 1986. And so they are in the process of working on that now. They were in town about a month ago. They have some data that's really staggering, and I think it's something that as we try to understand Manhattan's challenges, a lot of what we face is because of and simultaneous to what the state of Kansas is facing. And so it's real important for us as Manhattan that the state of Kansas get their ship charted in the right course if we're going to be successful. And then finally, we have an author named, and I'm going to screw this name up, but Peter Kajiyama. And Peter is well known as a author on books that have to do with cities and how cities view themselves and how cities promote themselves. He wrote a book called For the Love of Cities that is well known in a variety of circles. He actually just released a new book called The Emotional Infrastructure of Places. And so everyone that signs up gets that book. But he will be our keynote as well. So that's January 17th and 18th, and it is in Olathe. And if you want information on that, give us a call, and we can get you. Everybody's welcome to attend. And so we appreciate St. Gordon is once again our key sponsor for that, and we're happy that they've decided to sign up again. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds like a good event, and a lot of opportunities there to meet with a lot of folks from around the region. What about some leadership transition that you have going on?
Yeah, so again, it's the end of the year, and so we are in the process of transitioning our leadership at the chamber. Our current chamber chair is Wayne Sloan with BHS Construction, and I'm not sure exactly what the proper word is. He probably would have some unique words that he could throw out for this, but to be the person that oversaw the transition between Lyle Butler, who, of course, legendary chamber president and CEO, to Jason Smith. And it's as much as I would love to tell you that was an easy transition. It has had its challenges, just like any organization that has had the same person in place for nearly 20 years. And Wayne has given inordinate amount of time to that process and has really been kind of my anchor as we've moved into kind of the new process and some of the new things we're doing in economic development, some of the new things we're doing at the chamber, and has been so supportive, and I can't thank him enough for that. But December 31st will be his last moment. He just chaired his last board meeting. Larice Shope, who I could say the same thing about as Wayne in terms of her support and being very, very helpful to us through this transition. Larice Shope from ESB is going to be our chair next year, and so we are real excited about Laurie taking over. She has a unique story in that she will have served as chair of the Emporia Chamber of Commerce as well as chair of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. So that's a unique double hit there that you don't see a lot of places, and I think speaks volumes to how people perceive her as a leader and someone that can really take charge of an organization. And so we're excited about that.
Cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something, Dave.
You know, I always have things to say, yeah. but I was just listening.
Yep. So
I've just been listening. You know, you're talking about Wayne Sloan, mm-hmm. and I saw him the other day, and you know, and I have a tremendous amount of appreciation for Wayne. He's been a good friend, but he walked out of the chamber office. I saw him wearing a pair of Crocs.
He will do that occasionally.
And he yeah. said that they were his work Crocs that uh-huh. had steel toes.
Okay. Well, you know, Wayne is he's still with BHS. He's not as engaged day to day at BHS as he's been, and I'm not sure. I think that's self-imposed. I don't mm-hmm. think that's because we've worked him too hard, but I think Cindy might be glad to get him back at the house.
Well, he and Cindy have been such great contributors yeah. and great advocates for this community, and congratulations yeah. on time well served.
Absolutely.
With the chamber.
So I always tell this story as an example of Wayne's commitment to the chamber. I was hired in January and started in March and made a couple of trips up here. One was actually for the annual meeting, which is in February. And the annual meeting, I think, was the day after Valentine's Day last year. And so I was here the 13th, I think 13th, 14th, or 15th. And Wayne said, well, hey, I'll come get you on the 14th and we'll go have dinner. And I go, Wayne, that's Valentine's Day. Shouldn't you and your wife go, oh, no, you can come with us. Well, you can come with us. So Wayne and Cindy and I all had Valentine's dinner together at the country club. And it was very enjoyable. So I know Cindy will maybe be glad that she mm-hmm. gets him back to herself. So.
What's the date for the chamber banquet this year?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. It's in February. I don't have the date, but
okay. I'll see if I can find that on your website while you guys talk.
Okay.
All right.
We're resourceful that way, you know.
What about some ribbon cuttings that we've had?
Yeah. So it's been a little slow in December in terms of ribbon cuttings. We had Junebug Photography, which is on 4th Street downtown. They specialize in children and newborns, and so it's kind of a cool little business, and we're happy that they have opened up. We do have three coming up that are already scheduled in January. January 23rd, speaking of BHS Construction, they have moved to a new office space, 301 South 4th Street and Suite 210, so on the second floor there. We'll have a ribbon cutting for them. Kenzie Rankin with Colonial Life. We'll have a ribbon cutting at their new location, 206 Southwind Place, Suite 2B, and that's January 15th. And then one of the biggest, most visible, January 9th, is the Varney & Associates ribbon cutting at 4 p.m. And I think they have built that beautiful new building at 1501 Points. And
that's gorgeous.
So, yeah, it's a great building. And again, another company that sometimes flies under the radar, but has provides a lot of jobs and invests a lot of money and supports a lot of nonprofits. But that new building is a great new addition to the core of Manhattan, and so we're excited to help them celebrate their ribbon cutting on January 9th.
February 21st.
So buy your tickets now.
Mm-hmm. That's always a great event.
It is, and this year will be the launch. I don't know if it's officially a launch or how it is, but we'll reveal the new Young Professional program. So it will be a celebration of young professionals in Manhattan.
Nice. I think, I don't remember if it was last month or the month before, but Sharla, I think, told us they're going to have chamber awards for the first time later in 2020.
Yeah, business awards. So one of the things we discussed when we sat down and looked at all of our events, and the annual meeting is great. You've got we give award for Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, But one of the things I said, when do we give awards to businesses? Because, you know, we are a business organization. We should try to recognize our businesses. And we've not done that historically, so we are doing that in August. And that's going to be something that we'll talk about more in the future.
All right. Jason, it's always a pleasure. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you in the
new year. Thank you. You all have a good holiday.
You too.
All right.
Looking forward to it. And, you know, good luck to your Sooners. It'll be a little bit shorthanded.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, I'm afraid. But, you know, they'll play hard.
It'd have been tough without those guys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they'll play hard. At the end of the day, that's all you can ask, that you play hard and you give yourself a chance.
Well, we appreciate the work. We love how you've really embraced the community.
I am happy to be here. I can honestly tell you it's been a great experience, and I'm looking forward to many more years. And I'm looking forward to your critique in March.
So. It's not going to be a critique.
Okay.
It's going to be an interview on what you have learned.
All right.